Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're gonna press on, and we're gonna have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny fucking K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's gonna find the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
One-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, Northeast Ohio, and sometimes none of that. Sometimes it's about nappy time and lullabies.
Sometimes it's about dying.
My name's Eagle, and I am joined, as always, by the sleepy Robert City Redbeard.
Sleepy City Redbeard.
So you almost died on the way to the amazing podcast studio.
Like five times. I just kept fucking nodding off. It's awful. I feel like shit. I'm just tired, dude. I got like 3.5 hours of sleep last night. Like, I'm not...
Floating like a ghost man. Floating like a baby.
I'm not partaking in the marijuana.
Yeah.
Anymore. I'm not smoking the cannabis. So, like, I just don't sleep, man. Like, it's so hard for me to sleep. Here's what I figured out, though, the past week. My cat, right? Like, yeah. Einstein, who's amazing. I never talk about him, but he's fucking super awesome. I've had him for 14 years. He's, like, my best friend. When I get home, he, like, lays up on my chest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I lay down with him, and he purrs like crazy. And what I've noticed is, like, the pain in my back and my torso really mellows out when he's on me, right? So I was like, oh, Google.
Yeah. Right?
And it's apparently cats purr at a steady 25 hertz. And at that frequency, it helps with bone density issues and pain. So my cat's basically magic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's like your own personal masseuse.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's like my own little pain pill. Because I don't do those. So it's nice, man. Like, he actually gets me to sleep. Like, I can fall asleep as long as he's on me and shit. You know, but then he leaves me. And then I wake up, like, 17 times a night.
Because you don't have your cat.
I'll seriously wake up, like, a dozen times in 4 hours.
Do you ever just want to grab Einstein and just like, get the fuck back over here?
There's times that I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm just like, Kay, come here. And he just looks at me like, fuck you, dude. I'm fucking warm. And I'm chilling over here. Fuck that shit.
I also have 3.5 hours of sleep. I didn't go to bed till 3 o'clock last night.
It's like what I average, man. It's like 3-4 hours of sleep. I've been doing that for a long time. Before, when I actually smoked weed and I would get 4, 5, 6 hours, I would sleep decent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't wake up as much. And now, dude, it's just like, I'm fucking waking up all the time and I'm in pain. And it's not, you know, it's not like...
Are you starting to have lucid dreams?
No, like, I can't even really remember dreaming so much.
See, I heard that happens, that when you smoke marijuana for an elongated period of time and then you stop smoking, that your dreams start becoming, like, fucking crazy.
Yeah, no, yeah. Like, I don't even really remember my dreams. And maybe that's because I don't sleep so well.
I thought you were going to say it was because you're not a dreamer.
Just not a dreamer.
Just not a dreamer.
I'm a dreamer. My heart's a blue. I ran away.
So you saw a brutal metal show this past weekend.
No, I didn't.
Didn't you?
I don't know.
Didn't you see some doom? Yeah. Some doom and gloom?
Yeah.
Doom and gloom. How are the kids doing the doom and gloom these days?
I feel bad because I can't remember the names of these bands, but fuck, I'm old. And it was a good show. Matt Snyder's new band.
Mm-hmm.
I sent you a clip of that.
Yeah.
That was decent, man. I guess they fired their guitar player on the way to the show.
That's the best time to do it.
Yeah. We're like, get out, bitch. So it was just him and Sam and Zach Herring. Do you know his little skinny ass?
I know little Zach Herring.
Fucking Zach Herring.
We were going to recruit him to play drums for something a while back. You know.
He could play drums, but he's a pussy.
Pussy.
He was like grimacing all night, like behind the set because he has two broken toes. He's like, oh, my toes are broken. He's like all hobbling around.
Aw. Get with it, kid.
Yeah. Grow up.
Be a man. Man the fuck up. You know, Sabu, legendary ECW wrestler, you know what he's never done? He's never been like, oh, my toes hurt.
Oh, my toes hurt. Oh, my little piggy.
Look up Sabu.
Yeah.
Cactus Jack Mick Foley doesn't bitch about that shit.
Little piggy that went to the market and little piggy that stayed home. Fuck them both.
I'm Facebook friends with Zach, so I'm just fucking around, Zach.
Zach's awesome.
You're a good kid.
He's an asshole. It was funny because he's like setting up his kit, right? And I'm like, hey, you know, it might be better if you just fucking played a four-piece. He's like, I do play a four-piece. And I'm like, why the fuck do you have a drum rack then? Like, he's got a whole rack for a four-piece. Because I don't have to get, you know, cymbal stands and I got to lug all that around.
Man, people still doing...
You get a fucking case with wheels and you throw all your stands in there and then you wheel it to your fucking car. It won't fit in my car. My car's not big enough. Well, buy a truck, pussy!
People still doing crazy drum racks. I remember Joel had one. It was like homemade.
It's just metal dudes.
Yeah, it's only metal dudes.
It's only metal dudes. Only metal dudes play with fucking drum racks, dude.
When we first, my old band Crush Groove, when we first recruited Joel to be our drummer, he had the Lars Ulrich, the two kicks.
Yeah, doesn't he play on like two. The old school Ludwig with like, he plays like a 13, a 14, a 13, a 14, so, like it was 18.
Like, we're like, you only need like three of those. Like three, but you need one tom, a snare, yeah. And a kick.
Yeah, right.
It's all you need.
We're not Ministry, motherfucker. Like this is very...
Yeah. Boom, chack, boom, chack, boom, chack, done.
I rap most of the time.
Yeah. About dumb shit. But he's all in Iron Maiden and stuff. It's adorable.
Shout out to Joel Haynes. Right, so there was supposed to be like six bands, ended up being like five. One of the bands was up towards like the lake in Cleveland. And that night it got really fucking gnarly with the snow. I guess they got like 3.5 feet up towards the lake.
Ooh.
Yeah, we got like 7 inches or something, if that. But it was a good show. Sean Kratz put it on. And he's probably one of the most metal dudes I know.
Yeah, we saw Witch Helm a while back.
Witch Helm's awesome. Those guys are sweet. He's just a very knowledgeable guy when it comes to metal. He's a smart dude, but the world of metal is like really ingrained in that guy's brain.
Yeah.
Especially like European metal.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. It's always good to have a friend that knows that shit.
Right. So his band, Burial Oath.
Okay. I've heard of.
They were very good. It was a really good fucking band. They played, and then after them, Befallen. Those guys were really good, really fucking good, and they got beards. So
nothing wrong with that.
Go beards. Yeah. So it was a good night. Somebody showed up to the show. I'm not gonna say who.
Okay.
Do
I know this person?
Yes, you do.
Oh, okay, interesting.
And he's a friend.
Oh, hi, friend.
He might possibly be in that band.
Oh, in that band? In that possibly, vinyl that I'm looking at right now?
Might, yeah, he might possibly be in that band.
Okay.
So he's like, hey, man, I got to talk to you real quick. And I was like, all right, cool. Now, before I quit smoking a week and a half ago or so, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had seen this gentleman at the club, and he was like, hey, man, you want some edibles? I got some edibles.
Oh.
And I was like, fucking hey, I want some edibles.
Right.
They're my favorite. And they are. I love edibles. So I had like half a gummy, right? And it tasted good. Like it tasted really green and it was awesome. So he pulls me aside the other night at that show and he's like, hey man, I got to tell you something. I was like, all right. And he's like, come here. So we go sit down and he's like, so, remember those edibles? And I was like, yeah. He goes, well, it was blotter. So what do you mean it was blotter? He goes, dude, I didn't know, but the chick that gave them to me dosed it with blotter. And I had no idea. Like, did you trip?
What?
I just looked at him like, you gave me acid, motherfucker? And I didn't. I didn't trip at all. Like, because I only ate half of a gummy. And back in the day, when I was a crazy person, I used to eat fucking 10 strips like they were candy.
Yeah.
You know, I used to trip fucking nuts all the time. So I really doubt a small dose would do anything to me, even now. And I haven't, I have not eaten acid, like really eaten acid, in 15, 16 years. Right? So I just kind of laughed it off. Like, nah, no big deal. But he was really apologetic, and he felt bad for accidentally dosing me with LSD. So if you're going to do edibles,
yeah,
make sure you're there when your friends are making them. or open the package from the dispensary in which they came from. I feel like I shouldn't even have to do that. Like, I feel like I'm at a point to where my friends, especially my good friends, won't accidentally dose me with acid. What the fuck?
I can hear my daughter downstairs. She's not too happy about it either.
She's not. She's pissed
her off.
She's mad. She's like, I would fucking kill, motherfucker, if they give you acid again. Thank you, Paige. I appreciate that shit.
Good looking out, little one.
So, so my girlfriend, who's not really my girlfriend, I told her about it. And she did not take to it.
Yeah?
She did not take to it. She was miffed. She was a bit miffed about it.
Oh, yeah. Was she pissed at...
me.
At you?
Yeah. She was pissed at me. Because she's like, what, you're just fucking, like, eating shit people's giving you?
Oh, she's...
I know. Now, look, I talked to my ex. I talked to my ex, and my ex did the same thing. She was like, well, she kind of has a point. Fuck all three of you. Look. Did you guys miss the part where I said he was my good friend? Like, I trust him.
Yeah, yeah. Know your dealer. Like, rule number one, know your guy.
Yeah. And
know your guy.
So because it was my favorite and I, you know, trusted, whatever. So I do. I get it. I get why she was mad.
Yeah, for sure. For totally. Sure.
But it's kind of like this. If your friend goes up to the bar and orders your favorite drink, and the bartender roofies that drink, and then your friend brings you your favorite drink, and you drink it, and you just got roofied, is that your fault?
Now you get where you're coming from.
See what I'm saying? I don't think it is. I don't think it is. I don't think it was my fault. I think that my good friend used some bad judgment.
Yeah.
And then I, on top of it, made a slight error in judgment.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever. No harm, no foul. I didn't trip on acid. She was like, what happens if you would have been driving home and then all of a sudden you started tripping? And I was like, well, that would have been a great drive home. Because it was snowing and shit. It would have been like light speed.
Oh, so Star beautiful. Wars.
Yeah, like I used to love driving around on mushrooms and fucking snowstorms.
You just go Christmas caroling by yourself?
Christmas lights everywhere and they're just zigzagging and moving. And
they're not even really there. You haven't even put the keys in the ignition yet.
You hear about the Whitechapel tour?
No.
Whitechapel, cattle decap, and goat whore.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's happening.
When is that happening?
Sometime soon. I honestly don't even know if they're coming to Cleveland, which is weird.
Whatever. I mean, I bet they come to Pittsburgh.
Probably. Probably. Pittsburgh seems to be the place that bands go to when they're not coming to Cleveland.
Yeah. That's a cool town.
Yeah.
You know, shitty football team.
If it was coming to Cleveland, I would probably, myself, I'd probably want to go to that. Like, I've never seen Whitechapel live.
I think even if it goes to Pittsburgh, I might want to go to that.
Really?
Yeah. As long as it's not going to be in, like, wintertime. I don't want to drive over to fucking Pittsburgh in the winter.
Yeah.
Because it gets fucking gnarly in Pennsylvania. But I would like to fucking see that show. Cattle Decap's great. I think I told the story before on the podcast. The one time that I seen Cattle Decap was, I'm going to retell the story for the people who missed this episode. The one time I seen Cattle Decap, it was right after my dad passed away. And myself and Jesse Dunn, I've never seen him before. I really wanted to see him, and I had to get some shit off my mind, you know what I mean, and just kind of take a break from everything that was happening. So we go up there, and fucking amazing band live. Those guys fucking crushed. And I seen them at the Pirates Cove inside of Peabody's, the old Peabody's.
Yo, great.
Or the old new Peabody's.
I love that stage.
It's old now because it's knocked down.
Yeah.
But it's not the old Peabody's, which was the Peabody's.
Right.
Right.
The real deal.
The real deal. Holyfield Peabody's. So the Pirates Cove was great for them. That was just brutal. So at some point during the set, I was like, man, I'm going to go out and have a cigarette. It's back when I used to smoke. Go outside to have a cigarette, and I didn't have a lighter. I needed a light. And I seen the guy who was like, he was like dressed in painter's clothes, and he had the long hair, the ponytail pulled back. He just looked dirty. And I was like, that guy's got a fucking lighter. So I walked up and asked the dude for a lighter, and he gives me a light. And then he kind of looks around, and he was like, hey, man, you want some cocaine? And I was like, nah, dude, I'm cool. I appreciate it. All right, that's cool. Now, he asked me a few times, right? And his buddy that's standing there is kind of like, dude, come on, man. He said no, you know? And I kind of laughed it off, like, ah, no big deal, dude, you know? So after I say no to the cocaine three or four times, he looks around, and he was like, you need some walleye? You need some perch? And I was like, what the fuck just happened? Like, you just tried to give me cocaine and fish. So that's the only time I've ever seen Cattle Decap, was that night. So I would love to go back and see him. And I'm like you. I haven't seen Whitechapel live. I've seen many videos on the intronet of Whitechapel Live.
And they kill it. They're professionals.
Crush. I don't want to go anywhere near that floor.
And I'm goat whore.
Old for that shit. Yeah, goat whore's goat whore. Like,
goat whore's goat whore.
I've seen goat whore a fucking dozen times. Mm-hmm. And never has it been bad. It's those guys are brutal, and they got great merch.
you know what news that broke this week that really, really, really got my blood going is Dave Lombardo has got himself a hardcore punk band.
I don't even understand this. Like, I seen you post this.
Yeah,
who just got in it with him?
This guy named Michael Patton.
Who?
Mike motherfucking Patton.
What?
They're reuniting.
Oh my god.
Dave Lombardo and Mike Patton, they were in the supergroup Phantomas together. And then you know, Lombardo, he was gone for a while, and then they ended up recruiting Terry Bozzio, who played drums for Frank Zappa. Yeah. I don't know if you have a head of him. Talk about a fucking drum rack. Go check out Terry Bozzio. Bozzio. Look his shit up on the YouTubes. And freak the fuck out, because there's no human being should be able to play that drum set that he plays.
He is a legend when it comes to drums.
Mm-hmm.
Is it King Buzzo is also in Phantomas?
Yeah.
That was a great, what would you even call Phantomas? Like, genre-wise?
Dude, noise, it is just, yeah, it's like noise metal, cores.
Yeah, noise core. I'm not saying core. That's the core. We already said no more.
I was just fucking around like when noise, I said core. I was brutal, just being funny.
Brutal noise metal.
I mean, I would recommend the album Suspended Animation. This is what you should do. I know you don't smoke weed anymore. You just eat gummy acid. But get old Looney Tunes cartoons, right? Find a bunch of, we used to have these DVDs. It was just like, you know, the classic Looney Tunes cartoons. It's me and my roommates used to put this on, and we would get super hella stoned, and we would listen to the music from the Suspended Animation record and just watch the Looney Tunes, and it syncs up no matter where you're at in the cartoon. Yeah. It'll sync up fucking perfectly.
I mean, that makes sense. And it's because the music doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's absolutely wild. I used to bug the shit out of my wife with it. Me and Tripp would be in the car with her, just like, listen what he's doing right here with the drums. And he'd just go, you know, whatever. And then she's just like, what the fuck? That's stupid. And we're like, they did that live.
Yeah, and it's
pretty cool how they timed it out.
And they do it on purpose.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not for everybody. Like, a lot of people would listen to Phantomas and just be like, ugh, what the fuck is that?
You got to be really deep into Mike Patton to enjoy it, I think.
But, respect it for what it is. Like, what you are hearing is planned.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. They got a hardcore punk band that they're doing with this guy Justin Pearson from the band The Locust. They had Gabe the singer from The Locust was going to be singing. I don't know if you ever heard The Locust. Locust
of California, I do believe.
Yeah, yeah. Really cool. Really cool band from what I remember. I haven't listened to them in probably a decade.
I'd say it's probably been 10 years.
But you know, I was into them. I was into them when I was young and just into that shit, whatever. But Mike Patton doing hardcore punk, man, that's something I definitely want to hear.
Anything he's done, though, he's never faltered.
No.
Like the, you know, like the Peeping Tom stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Absolutely. Tomahawk.
Yeah, it was great. So anything Mike Patton does.
Yeah.
Turns to gold.
Yeah, the shit that he did. Man, yeah, yeah. I have like an arsenal of just Mike Patton stuff. I went through a whole kick a long time ago with Trip, and we were just like, anything that this dude touches, fucking, it's gold. It's absolute, it's perfection.
Magic.
Kind of had like a little bit of a dude crush on the guy, you know? It was just like, you ain't Mike Patton, you ain't shit. Mike Patton's so cool that we saw J-Man, Jason Popson, standing in line at a Peeping Tom show to get in.
And I didn't even. Just, I would have never even thunk that Mr. Popson was into Mike Patton.
I know, right?
It's like Faith No More.
It's like there's no influence whatsoever that Mike Patton would have Mr. Bungle on the Altar Boys. The song Jizz Lobber, which sounds exactly like any fucking Mushroomhead song ever. Listen to Jizz Lobber. Okay, I'm playing it right now. Some Jizz Lobber. Hear that? That's not the new Mushroomhead.
No, that's
Faith No More. Yeah. Before Mushroomhead was a thing.
And then now you know where Mushroomhead came from.
Yeah. Yeah, straight up. straight up. They're like, what if we dressed like Mr. Bungle but sounded like this Faith No More song? Just the one song.
Money.
Money! Here we are 20-something years later, celebrating Super Bowl. Yeah.
Mushroomhead's still doing their thing. Patton's still doing his thing. It was a formula that they stole, figured out.
Genius!
Worked.
Hey, man.
Good for them.
So, yeah, Dead Cross is the name of this band.
Good name.
With Trump coming in office, you knew there was going to be hardcore bands. Seems like hardcore bands are coming out of the fucking woodwork, like, as of late. And that's what the world needs. I miss the old school, just like the real, like, badass tough guy kind of hardcore shit. Remember like Hatebreed's first couple records, and before they were like, we're a metal band like Slayer. No, you're not. No, you're not.
No, we're gonna tour with them.
You do 2-minute songs that go dun 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 honor, right? And then bands like Biohazard and. Yeah, I like that. I like that shit. I like just like that tough guy fucking like, fuck you. Fuck you, pay me.
We're like in the midst of this generation of coddled bitches.
Yeah.
So it's nice that the anger's coming back.
Yeah. that's just the natural way of things. Because the more and more that we're realizing like how fragile these fucking, you know. These pussies are. The more you just want to go, you fucking pussies.
Yeah, I want to slap them.
What hardcore is. Hardcore is just going, you're a bunch of fucking pussies.
Grow the fuck up. Suck it up. Quit being a bitch.
Fight for what you believe in, motherfuckers. Yeah.
If you get a cut, you pour alcohol on it. You don't puss out with peroxide.
I mean, like the whole you know, the 70s and then the Reagan era, like that just led to a bunch of just like, we're just going to play fast, sloppy, and loud. We're going to yell in your face.
Which, you know, here's another thing that's kind of crazy about that. So the hardcore punk scene back then, Reagan era.
Yeah.
Cold War, Russia.
Yeah. Ooh.
Hardcore punk coming back.
Mm.
Trump era.
Yeah.
Russia.
Yep.
What?
Until they make a new Rocky movie and then we end the new Cold War.
If I can change.
Я думаю, что каждый тоже изменился.
And you can change.
Вы можете измениться.
Everybody can change.
Каждый может измениться.
Yeah, that's happening. We're living in a hardcore world. The only core that exists in music.
These kids ain't gonna be able to handle a hardcore world.
I don't think so. We saw the bands last week, man. We saw them. We saw the bands that are gonna lead the fucking charge around here. And this is Northeast Ohio. This is like the home of the greatest fucking metal and rock bands in the universe, in the goddamn galaxy. We have more than anybody. That's a fact.
We're not like bragging.
No,
we're not braggarts. It's a proven fact that Cleveland is the number one metal city in the United States.
And Akron's like number 17.
Yeah. Like Akron's on that list.
We had like
three or four cities on that list.
Yeah.
We're just one state.
Just boom.
Fuck. Most metal state ever.
Ever.
Sorry, everybody else.
Sorry, guys.
We're fucking awesome.
Super metal. So what do you think Kanye West and Donald Trump are discussing today? Kanye West stopped by for 15 minutes. Kanye put up on Twitter a bunch of shit that I'm not going to read. It's just like, I want to talk about the violence in Chicago, and I want to talk about multicultural situations and this and that. He had 15 minutes with President-elect Donald Trump.
He fit everything in 15 minutes?
I'm guessing that they listened to Gold Digger 3 times.
Trump was like,
and they practiced, and they worked on the handshake that they gave each other when they left, because I don't know if you caught it. But when they went down in the lobby of Trump Tower to get pictures taken, they were getting asked a bunch of questions. They were leaving. Donald Trump's like, "All right, my nigga, we're going to be going right here. I'm going to see you later." And that's what he said. Like, that's what he said. That's the only reason that I even dropped that N-bomb. but they did like, you know, a Cleveland Cavaliers handshake and shit. And it was really bad. I mean, it wasn't. But it was rehearsed. There's no doubt in my mind that it was like somewhat of a rehearsal. Because there's no way Donald Trump's ever done a handshake.
Like, why do we give a fuck about what any rapper or sports dude or whatever? Like, why do we give a fuck about what they think about politics? Like, they have no bearing on anybody else's life.
Yeah.
Other than their music. Stick to your fucking music. Write your music for your people that like your music.
Yeah.
Stop trying to be political. You're fucking idiots.
Yeah, go back to fucking that big-butted girl that had sex with Ray J on camera. Like, go do
your
thing.
I watched that tape, by the way.
Yeah.
Man, that's gotta suck dating a chick that everybody watched somebody else fuck.
This is so good. Thanks, Ray J. That's what she was saying during the porn.
Right.
That's so good.
Ray J was having a better time than she was.
Paris Hilton had a way better tape. Way better.
Yeah, and it was grainy and like night vision.
Yeah.
Her eyes were glowing like a chupacabra.
And she took the shot to the face.
Yeah, she did.
She knew. Well, because she knew it was going to the internet. Yeah. You know it's going to the internet because, like, why else would a chick ever take it to the face unless it was going to be like, you know,
there's some girls that actually like it. Some girls actually like it.
Really?
Yeah. Like, put it here.
That's so bizarre.
I think it's not, like, I feel like I'm disrespecting a chick if I blast it in her face.
For
that's
sure.
Weird, but I do. Like, if chick's blowing me, if I respect you, I don't want to just all over your face.
La, la, yeah. La, la, wait till I give my money right. Oh. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven.
Yeah, I don't know what Donald and fucking Kanye talked about.
I know that people are up in arms. Shit. I know people are up in arms about it. People are really concerned.
I mean, you know what they should have talked about is, like, why the fuck are you putting CEOs of giant multi-billion dollar companies in fucking Congress and the Senate and stop it. Get them out of the goddamn White House.
Yeah.
You were supposed to fucking, your whole campaign was like ending the corruption in the White House and ending the corruption. The fucking CEO of Exxon? That's who the Secretary of State's going to be? That fucking dipshit? Who apparently has like a half of a $500 billion deal with Russia.
Yeah.
A fucking $500 billion deal with Russia.
Russia.
That's our fucking Secretary of State, but we're fucking cleaning house on the fucking piece of shits. Oh, God.
What's the thing that Linda McMahon's got? Linda McMahon's what? Heading up the Small Business Association,
she's like,
right?
Like making cookies?
Well,
she's like passing out brownie baskets.
Get this. She donated $7 million to the Trump campaign.
That's how she got her job.
Well, of course that's how she got her job. Plus, I mean, Vince and Donald Trump go back decades now.
Yeah.
I mean, Donald Trump is a WWE Hall of Famer.
Why doesn't he lift weights?
Who, Trump?
Yeah, he should probably work out.
He already made it in the Hall of Fame. He doesn't need to anymore. Mm. But so they make Linda the head of the Small Business Association. Her husband... Okay, now, first of all the news stories on her, completely false. They're like, co-founded WWE, and it's like, you would have had to done that in 1953 when Vince's grandpa was actually running
the whole show. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that. And so that, you know, and I'm talking like some credible fucking sources are just bullshitting this shit away. Right. She married a dude who is rich because he shut down every small promotion in professional wrestling.
Yeah.
From the AWA to World Class Championship Wrestling to Mid-South Wrestling, ECW. WCW, anybody that's a competition, this motherfucker is just like, crush them, buy their library, make money.
He did the same thing as Dana White.
Yeah.
Like, Dana White took a note out of his book.
Oh,
and just, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's what Dana White did. Bought Pride, fucking crushed it. All the other ones fucking just crushed them all. And now it's just the UFC.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can watch Bellator, but come on.
Yeah, that's going to go by the wayside pretty soon.
Yeah.
That's not
they I mean, they had Dada 5000 versus Dead Size Kimbo Dead.
Aww.
He's dead as shit.
Kimbo's dead as fuck.
He's so fucking dead.
He was awesome, though.
I loved him.
Kimbo was awesome.
That was the guy that years ago I was just like, why isn't he in the WWE?
I followed that dude ever the one fight that I seen, the very first fight that I seen was him and that big-ass motherfucker, and he almost knocked that dude's eye out of his head.
Yeah.
Like, it was out of his fucking head. It was crazy. He hurt that motherfucker.
Miss you,
he let that dude hit him 3 times in the face. Bah, bah, bah. And he was just like, is that all you got? He was a bad motherfucker. Until you got into MMA, and then you started getting beat up all the time.
Right.
Should have stuck to them street fights and them boat yards with them big fat bouncers.
But they still, he was pulling in numbers though, man. I mean, he was making money.
He was. $10,000 a fight he was making on the street.
Then he died.
Dead.
No, he's dead.
But I think he did make some serious bank towards the end.
Yeah. I think it was Bellator's him and Dada 5000. I think that was the most watched fight.
I think his son's going to come up.
I
think his son will be coming up with some ass.
That's always good when people's sons do things like Eazy-E's kid or older Apollo Bastard's Creed. Kid. Apollo Creed. Well, Apollo Creed, that's a bad motherfucker. Yeah. Have you seen Creed yet?
No.
Dude, it's on Hulu.
Is it good?
It's really good.
I've wanted to see it ever since it came out.
Really, really good. Yeah, I just watched a documentary recently on Amazon Prime. It's like From Rocky to Creed. And I was really excited that they went through the chronological order of all the Rocky films. And when they got to Rocky V, they were all just like, let's just pretend this shit didn't even happen. And Sylvester's like, I didn't direct it. So, you know, it's like, I didn't direct the movie. Piece of shit movie. Doesn't need to exist. I liked Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
I thought Rocky Balboa was good.
Rambo was better.
Huh?
Rambo was better.
Then what?
Than Rocky V. I'm talking about like that last Rambo.
Oh,
the last Rambo that he did was better than Rocky.
For a second, I thought you were going to say that like Rambo as like a whole.
A character?
Well, you just in general is better than Rocky. You
know, Rocky's
like, whoa.
Nah, Rocky's the shit.
Whoa, brother. This podcast is done.
We're breaking up.
Rocky's always my go-to when it comes to people talking shit on sequels. Because if you go, it's like Rocky IV, in my opinion. And in fact, is the greatest Rocky movie ever made, right?
That's the one with Dolph Lundgren, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Then Rocky III was the second best fucking Rocky movie ever made.
Which was
Mr. T yep. as Clubber Lang.
Yeah.
You had Hulk Hogan as Thunder Lips.
I do remember that.
I just watched that movie not too long ago. They got all the Rocky movies up on fucking Amazon Prime.
So was five was Tommy Gunn?
Yeah. Five was Tommy Gunn. That one just doesn't exist.
Who has AIDS?
Yeah, that's what you get for being a Rocky V.
AIDS.
Yeah,
that's what you get for seeing Rocky.
He deserved it for the performance that he gave. I'm sorry, like I'll
yeah,
say.
Yeah, but he wasn't
I'll
an actor. It. Tommy Gunn was a goddamn boxer. He wasn't an actor. He just fucking threw him in that movie because he was really popular at the time. He was a white dude that was fucking knocking motherfuckers out.
Brian Bosworth deserves AIDS.
What was that movie that he did?
He did a bunch. He did like a bunch of action.
Yeah, but there was like one that he, what the fuck was it called? I can't remember. Whatever. The Boz.
But yeah, Rocky 2 would be the third best. Then the first Rocky was awesome. Like as well. But that's like the fourth best out of all the Rocky movies. And it's a great movie.
Yeah.
Rocky. Go watch Rocky, people. If you haven't heard of it, you're fucking.
Again, you know, like Rocky
go
4.
Go get AIDS.
Rocky 4. We got America and Russia. Right?
Yeah.
And Russia is doing what? Cheating.
Cheating.
And they're just juicing up their fucking fighter, and he's got all this crazy technological shit. And then what's America doing? Like trudging through snow and lifting logs and throwing tires.
They kill Apollo Creed, which is bullshit. After he comes out dancing, like, you know, living in America, bah, 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 bah. I feel dead. You're dead. Dolph Lundgren killed you. Brigitte Nielsen was bad as fuck in that.
How did she get so ugly?
Drugs, bro.
Because her and fucking Flavor Flav was like a thing.
Oh my god, she could fit his entire body up in her vagina.
Easily, because I thought her vagina was large.
Red Sonja! You remember her in Beverly Hills Cop, bro?
Oh yeah, she was gorgeous in Beverly Hills Cop.
Brigitte, what up? God damn it!
Yeah.
Why'd you do drugs? Why do you do drugs?
It's like you went from jerking off to her to thinking about her to lose a boner.
Yeah, right? Right, it's like Brigitte Nielsen now.
All right, I'm good to go for another 10. I got the bass for your face, yes, I can hold it down. These kids are such a disgrace, I need an older crowd. Mental stimulation, blow up, registration, patches on my... I'm one of those overseas bands.
Hey, be honest here. You talk to people like Buddy and Corey Bing, the Fistula Cats, especially.
I just talked to Corey right before I came over here.
Oh, really? How is he?
He's doing good. Great. He actually lives right down the road here.
No shit?
Really does. He's back at the Fistula House. The famous Fistula House.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's back there.
Should hit that dude.
So he's probably 6 miles from you, 7 miles from you.
So have they ever talked to you about a band that or bands where they're just like, because Buddy will do this shit. He was doing this shit to me last week at the show where he's just like, yeah, we were playing with this band Grime, and you know Grime, and I'm like, yeah, I've heard of them because I saw your flyers, you guys were playing. Then he'll name some dude, and he'll just look at me like I'm supposed to know who the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, and I'll be like, you know Murder Death Face? But like, no, I don't really listen to Murder Death Face. I'll be like, what about Skullfucker? I'll be like, nah, I've never heard Skullfucker. But like, he just keeps naming off like hundreds and hundreds of bands after a while, to the point where I'm just like, oh, that's fucking badass. But like, yeah, man, we were working in the studio with this, like, the dude from fucking, you know, Penis Smash. And I'm like, Smash.
If you want to talk to Buddy fucking 8 months ago, he didn't know who any of those bands were. He didn't know who not one of them fucking bands were, and now he talks about them like he's fucking known about them since we was in goddamn middle school. You didn't know shit, buddy. You didn't know shit. Now you know some shit, so you're talking about some shit. And then when you talk to us about some shit, you're trying to make us feel like we don't know shit. But guess what? We know shit that you don't know. And wait till we start talking about it, make you feel stupid.
You're just jealous of this. Has nothing to do with jelly.
I wonder, because I sometimes I do find myself just going like, oh, that's awesome. Because I'm just like, that's the answer to say instead of looking stupid.
I'll look at Buddy and go, I've never heard of them, and you know I've never heard of them.
Yeah, man. Stop. We're going to go down to Pennsylvania for a while, a few days. We're going to drop acid. We're going to jam with Gunt. Be like, what?
Who?
You know, Gut Cunt.
Is that kind of like Fupa?
Is that like Duck Hunt? But I know Duck Hunt. No, Gut Cunt, man. Gunt.
I guess they were, where were they at? They were over in Europe, and I can't remember what country they said that they were in at the time, but they're over in Europe, and they're walking around, Corey and him's walking around, and they're walking over this bridge, and I guess a bunch of dudes were going to try to jump them, like 6 dudes, right? Like some dudes were coming from the front, some dudes were coming from the back, right?
Sounds like a weird porn.
And they're getting ready to get, like, these dudes were going to try to fucking roll these motherfuckers, right? So they cross over the bridge, cross the street, and turn around, and Buddy just took his teeth out and looked at the motherfucker, and they all turned around and walked away. Like, that's all Buddy had to do was just take his teeth out. Oh, like, man. Bitch, I ain't even got no fucking teeth. You want to do this shit? And they were like, no, we don't. You ain't got no teeth, and we know how you lost them.
Then he would have been like, you guys ever hear of Gunt? Be like, no! Oh, man, you know, it's that time.
Nap time? Is it nappy time? Is it sleepy time?
It's going to be hard to sleep.
It's sleepy time.
It's going to be hard to sleep after we play the best band of the week, boy! Yeah!
Oh, my God. It's everybody's favorite time of the week.
I don't like to use hyperbole, so I'm just going to come straight out with it. This is the baddest band to ever come out of Northeast Ohio. Of all time, there's nobody badder, tougher, cooler, fucking gets more chicks,
ladies.
More of the women's. Nobody gets more money. Nobody gets more pizza. Nobody gets more drugs. Nobody gets more booze. Nobody gets more fights. Nobody fucks shit up more than this band. This band's been around for ages. If it wasn't for this band, there would have been no Faith No More, to be no Mushroom Head. There'd be
no Hate Theory. There'd be no NDE.
None of you motherfuckers would ever have existed if it wasn't for Skullbone Jones
and the fancy hat wearing gigolos.
I'm coming to get ya, and now you sissies know it. I'll rip off both your arms and then I'll stuff them down your throat. Cause I'm
If you don't know, you were about to fucking school, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, Google it. Skullbone Jones in the fancy hat wearing gigolos. Straight out of Barberton, Ohio.
Where?
It's Barberton, Ohio.
Some of the best things come out of Barberton.
I'm talking Sausage McLink, Simple Jim, Schmitty Bones. I, myself, have had the honor of performing some Skullbone Jones in the fancy hat wearing gigolos songs as well. I've made some appearances. I was on a song called Orange.
I love this band personally. Love them. And again, you know, I've watched Dan Kogar, who was in a band called The Resin Dogs.
The Resin Dogs.
And he was so metal and he was so awesome and didn't like this band. That's when I lost all respect for him because he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah.
If you don't like this band, fuck you.
You don't like
this band? Fuck your sister. You don't like this band? Fuck your mother.
I couldn't agree more.
Fuck them.
Seriously, like, go fuck yourself. When we play the song that we're going to be playing, which is called Pizza Every Day, by the way.
Which is the best diet, by the way.
If you're like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
Why are you even talking like that? Why do you... You don't know how to speak English, motherfucker? Skullbone Jones in the fancy hat wearing gigolos.
Right now.
We're going to be back next week, maybe.
As long as there's not, like, some crazy blizzard that keeps us apart.
No matter what, I can guarantee you that we will have a Christmas episode next week.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way, some shape, some form. If we can't make it, somebody else will. We will have a Christmas goddamn episode.
It's a Christmas episode. It's not a holiday episode.
No.
And we're not, like, putting down the Jewish community.
No, or the Kwanzaa.
Yeah, the Kwanzas.
Kwanzaa the fuck out of yourself. Do it.
Get your Kwanzaa on.
Go do it.
We're getting our fucking Christmas on.
Yeah.
We don't even believe in Christ.
No, or Mrs.
No.
Nope. Not even at all. We do believe in Skullbone Jones and the fancy hat wearing gigolos.
Yep. And pine trees.
This band,
small ones.
This band's been around for ages. For 40, 50, 60 years. They're not even slowing down. Like, they're just, they're always around in your hearts, in your spirit.
Crazy enough, they don't age.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think they're going to be around forever.
And Skullbone Jones he's actually a skeleton.
Yeah.
He's a real fucking skeleton.
Real deal.
So, yep, we're going to be back next week. Until then, my name is Eagle.
I'm Rubber City Redbeard.
Enjoy this shit, or fuck you.
Yeah.
This is going out to my boys, Mario, Giuseppe, Luigi and their crew. Everybody wearing a tap out shirt with pizza sauce on it. I have my pride and honor. I have my iron will. You'll never break my spirit. And also I like pizza. I see the hatred in your eyes. You see the grease on my pants. Wipe the sauce from my chin. Wipe the spit into my hair. I have a 1 o'clock in my room. It's yet time for pizza. One time a raccoon stole my pizza, so I chased the raccoon. I'm gonna make a pizza the size of a sleeping bag. Then I'm gonna sleep in it. That
would make you pretty mad. Pizza every day, pizza every day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I eat pizza every day. Pizza every day, pizza every day. I'm eating some right now, I'm eating pizza every day.
Ah, yeah. You'll never take our pizzas away from us. And all you haters, can just keep on hating.
I will not be denied. I will never break. Bury me in my choice of free toppings. Pizza every day. As soon as I move out.